I have a hypothesis that it's a question that the infinite, you say the infinite cannot know the finite.
Directly.
Okay. So I believe that there is something built in that allows this, the infinite, to know the finite. By no mistake, we all have to sleep. As a matter of fact, every living creature appears that it needs to have sleep. And when we sleep, we humans have the capacity to dream. And it seems also that the capacity to dream also, I mean, I've seen cats that I think are dreaming and dogs in it. And so the animals are, I believe, dreaming their reactivity to their life. We have dreams, and the animals are expressing emotion. We express emotion in our dreams. We feel deeply in our dreams. The dream itself, the way it's set up, is that there's no time and space in a dream, meaning we're not limited to space or time. It feels like this is the window under which the infinite can know the finite through our dream world, because our dream world is very much like the infinite. I mean, you can dream of going to the sun in a second, or you can dream to go to Mars. There's no limitations. Is this line of thinking, does this have some merit, I guess is what I'm asking.
The infinite knows the dreamed world through the finite mind. It doesn't know it directly.
Well, everything is the mind. I mean, everything is the creator mind. So is not the dream world
Everything
also
that you
part of the creator mind?
The dreamed world is known through the finite mind. Everything that is known, the infinite cannot know our waking state experience or our dream state experience directly. It has to do so through a finite mind. It is your finite mind that has a dream. Infinite consciousness knows that dream through the agency of your finite mind. If you didn't have a finite mind, there would be no dream.
And so then the infinite would know the finite,
No,
correct?
the infinite can only know the finite through the agency of a finite mind. Why is that? It's because in order to know something, one has to stand apart from that thing. The only reason you can see me is because you stand apart from me. You can't see your eyes because your eyes cannot separate your eyes from themselves in order to look at themselves. So all knowledge and experience take place in subject-object relationship. The subject must stand apart from the object in order to be able to know it or perceive it. So all experience, all knowledge takes place in subject-object relationship. Now, the infinite cannot stand apart from anything. Where would it go? So in order to know something, the infinite must localize itself as a finite mind, from whose point of view it can know a finite world. But by itself, in the absence of the perspective of a finite mind, it doesn't know the world directly. Think about it. Imagine that the infinite were to experience this room, but not through the agency of each of our minds. So presumably, the infinite would know this room from every conceivable point of view in space. If the infinite pervades the in so can you imagine at the moment there are 120 perspectives of this room. You're having one perspective of this room. In fact, you're having two through your two eyes, but let's call it one. You have one perspective of this room. Imagine that we were to print out the 120 perspectives of this room and lay them all on top of each other. It wouldn't look like it would look like a blur. But now imagine taking a snapshot of this room from every conceivable point of view in space. You can't even imagine it. And then superimposing them one on top of the other. What would you see?
It would be opaque.
It would be opaque. You wouldn't see. So in order to see something, you have to see that thing from a point of view. All experience, not just perception, but all experience takes place in subject-object relationship. Subject-object relationship is the mechanism by which experience takes place. And so by definition, the separate subject of experience is always limited. It's a limited point of view. By definition, it has to be a limited point of view. If it was an unlimited point of view, it would be a point of view from every possible point in space. So the point of view has to be limited. That's what enables you to see me, is because you're looking at me from a limited point of view. The consciousness with which you are perceiving me is unlimited. But unlimited consciousness cannot perceive me directly. It has to do so from your limited point of view. And that's true of the dream world as well. Infinite consciousness knows the dream world from the perspective of your mind.
I thought I had an angle there. It seemed to make sense because the dream world is so infinite as opposed to our minds being relative.
The dream world is not infinite. Infinite means nothing finite, no form. So nothing with a form can be infinite. Yes, the dream world is very much less limited than is our waking state experience, but it's still limited.
I agree. Yes.
When you see a field in your dreams, it's green, it's not blue. It has a limit. The color, everything you perceive in your dream is limited, however expanded it may be. It's still limited, not as limited as the waking state, but the dream is still limited. Everything perceivable or knowable is limited, apart from the awareness of being, which is not perceivable, but it knows itself.